Jesus came to the land of Gennesaret, and the people were scurrying around to get to bring those who were sick to be healed by Jesus. And he healed everyone. He touched everyone, and all those who were touched were healed by Jesus. Maybe we can think of healing as a way of growing in virtue and holiness and transforming and changing our life as a kind of healing. And we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, and we pray for that healing from our pride, healing from our selfishness, healing from our anger and bitterness and lack of forgiveness, healing from all the faults that we have. And a healing, when I think of healing, is like a slow, gradual betterment, as opposed to fits and starts and jolts and shocking us to a kind of healing, which kind of improvement, which is kind of maybe not healthy for us. Maybe it's not long lasting. Maybe it's not thorough. We think of healing as a gradual, gentle kind of improvement. And I think that's really the way God wants to change us, the way he wants to make us saints and wants to make us holy. This gradual, he's always kind of gentle. It's us humans who are, you know, get angry and want to correct harshly and want to shake people and make them better. We want to do that to each other. But we all personally want to be healed and changed gradually, gently, kindly. You know, we want gentle corrections. We want kindness and people telling us what we're doing is wrong so we can get better. And our Lord wants to heal us that way. And so we pray for that when we receive the Eucharist, as we pray and ask our Lord for help to overcome our faults. We go into confession, these healing sacraments. We want to be healed gently, gradually, thoroughly, with that soothing balm of God's love and mercy and kindness and gentleness, but also that correction that leads us to the path of betterment, changing for the better, growing in virtue. So we try to dispose ourselves and place ourselves in that healing environment of our Lord, to please him, to please Our Lady.